China's value-added industrial output went up 6.4% year-on-year in July as demand continued to recover. Data from the National Bureau of Statistics also shows that retail sales had an 8.5% year-on-year increase last month. Meanwhile, fixed asset investment went up 10.3% in the first 7 months of this year. A spokesperson for the Taliban says the groups ordered its members to enter Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Reports say Taliban representatives have arrived at the presidential palace to hold negotiations with the Afghan leadership. The acting interior minister says the transfer of power will be peaceful. Local media reports say President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani has left the country. Crowds of people have gathered in front of the White House to protest the Taliban's entry into Kabul. Authorities in Haiti say the number of people killed in a devastating earthquake has surpassed 1,000 as rescuers battle to find more survivors. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit Haiti on Saturday, leaving at least 1,200 people dead and thousands more injured. There are now fears that the devastation could soon worsen with the coming of Tropical Storm Grace, predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has reiterated his call to people to get vaccinated as the country battles soaring COVID-19 cases. Last month, Israel began offering a third vaccine shot as a booster to people over 60, before expanding the campaign to people 50 and above. German football legend Gerd Müller, one of the game's greatest goal scorers, has died. He was 75 years old. Müller scored 566 goals for Bayern Munich between 1964 and 1979, helping Bayern to 4 German titles and 3 European Cup victories. His goals helped earn Bayern promotion to the Bundesliga in 1965 and ushered in a period of greatness at the club that laid the foundation for its success today. Müller still holds the record for the most goals scored in the Bundesliga. Bayern said in 2015 that Müller had been seriously ill for some time with Alzheimer's disease.